They were Nike Hercules missiles, which were nuclear capable, and most of them around the United States, defending strategic Air Force bases, industrial complexes, major cities, and those kinds of things. But military strategists had failed to take into consideration we might ever be threatened from the Southern Hemisphere, and had no air defense other than the Air Force, but no surface-to-air missiles to defend America from the Southern Hemisphere. So on October the 25th, the Nike Hercules unit that I served in was deployed to four different missile sites around Miami and Homestead. Originally, we were deployed with conventional warheads to guard against not the intercontinental ballistic missiles, because, as you know, Kennedy and Khrushchev reached an agreement that those would be disassembled and removed. It was the Russian bombers with nuclear-tipped bombs that we still had to defend against, and they were still on the island of Cuba, along with Cuba still had an air force that was considered aggressive at that time towards us, with Fidel Castro being in command. So our surface-to-air missiles were there that in case any of those Russian bombers, and they were IL-28 Beagle bombers, decided to become aggressive towards us, and they did at times take practice runs at us and test our willpower, and of course that became sort of a cat and mouse game with us. But we never fired a missile in South Florida for any reason, and only in 1965, after we decided or it was decided by military strategists to make this a permanent installation, that we equipped the missiles with nuclear warheads.